Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 2nd March 2021. Top stories for today. A total of 7,000 firefighters who are also the frontliners have registered to receive the vaccine in the first phase of the National COVID-19 Immunization Program. Housing and Local Government Minister Dato' Zuraida Kamarudin said the vaccination exercise will be carried out in stages beginning this Friday, where she and Fire Rescue Department Director General Dato' Sri Mohamad Hamdan Wahid will be among those to receive the vaccine on that day. Sitiawangsa MP Nik Nazmi Nik Ahmad suggested today that Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin should find a replacement for Dato' Sri Edmund Santara Kumar if the Deputy Federal Territories Minister cannot be in Malaysia to perform his duties. Edmund, however, insisted that his leave was approved by the Prime Minister's department and that his exit from the country followed the procedures set out by the Immigration Department. The Malaysian Investment Development Authority, MIDA, today said approximately 65.9 billion ringgit worth of potential investments are currently being evaluated by the government for this year and for 2022. MIDA said about 240 high-profile foreign investment projects have also been identified, which include Fortune 500 companies in the manufacturing and service sectors. On the international front, the number of new coronavirus infections globally rose last week for the first time in 7 weeks. The World Health Organization is urging countries not to relax measures to fight the disease. According to Public Health England, the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines are more than 80% effective at preventing hospitalizations from COVID-19 in those over 80 after one dose of either shot. Gunmen had freed all 279 girls kidnapped from the government girls' science secondary school in the town of Jangibi in northwest Nigeria. The raid in Zamfara state was the second such kidnapping in little over a week in the northwest, a region increasingly targeted by criminal gangs. On Saturday, gunmen released 27 teenage boys who were kidnapped from their school on February 17 in the north central state of Niger. Indonesia's Mount Sinabung volcano sent a cloud of hot ash as high as 5 km today in its first big eruption since August last year. No casualties were reported, but the people were urged to stay at least 3 km from the crater. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.